a man in China who became a believer, started communicating his faith, and was put in prison for it.
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Welcome to Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
Ed Cannon, the president and CEO of Far East Broadcasting Company, or FEBC, is our guest. And Ed, how about a story from the field demonstrating how God has been at work through FEBC?
I was just sharing a story with some of my friends the other day about a man in China who first heard the gospel of Jesus Christ on Liangyu Radio, that's FEBC Radio in China, became a believer, started communicating his faith, and was put in prison for it. He befriended the jail guard, who gave him access to a radio and a piece of paper. 25 years later, these two men were still friends, and he was dying of cancer. And the jailer said to him, "Is there anything I can do to help you? Because you have led me to the Lord, and that's the most valuable gift I've ever gotten." The man in jail said, "Could you do me a favor and take this Bible that I've copied down by listening to the radio to my son, who I've never met? He lives in this community." The man took him the Bible. That man today is a volunteer for FEBC, broadcasting the gospel. And he has the handwritten Bible with him.
Wow. Thanks, Ed. Jesus taught in Matthew 5:10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." To learn more about FEBC, go to twr.org/footsteps. twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.